Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone, and happy Memorial Day weekend. We have a big show this week dedicated to the military. My first guest, actor Joe Montana, will be here. He is the host of the 32nd annual PBS National Memorial Day concert coming up on Sunday. Then Vice Admiral U.S. Navy retired John Byrd will be talking to us about the meaning of Memorial Day. Lee Greenwood, our friend, patriot, singer, and veteran cause supporter, will be here. You got a lot of ventures on his table. Carson Daly from NBC is in Washington this weekend with a military event. Next hour, author and veteran Clint Romisha will be here, the creator of the movie on Netflix, Medal of Honor, taken from his book. Also, Mike Kelly, retired major with the United States Air Force and vice president of military advocacy. Lieutenant Dan Hampton, the author of the book Viper Pilot, and Chef Julie Hartigan, all today.
Why do you think bank presidents and jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses? Because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why do you think people who have so much to protect trust ADT? Because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider, now.
800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. I always enjoy our visit with our next guest. A nice picture of him and I hanging on our wall of fame here in our studios. I first had an opportunity to meet him back in Washington, D.C. at the National Italian American Foundation. He's a great guy. He's made over 200 movies, and he's been, of course, on Criminal Minds, The Godfather. We're going to talk about a big event that's coming up this weekend, National Memorial Day Concert. Joining us is Joe Montana. Hi, Joe. How are you? Welcome back.
I'm great, Ron. Thank you very much. Great to be back.
I always enjoy when you're here, and the last time we were talking, I mentioned the fact that you had played the role of one of my best friends, and that was Joe Esposito in one of the Elvis movies.
Oh, that's exactly right. Yeah, and that was actually one of the very first things I did when I came out to California back in the late 70s.
Joe, you always enjoy that. You always talk about that. The National Memorial Day Concert on PBS, Sunday, May 30th, 8 to 9:30, and this, as always, is a star-studded event with people like yourself, Gary Sinise, General Powell, Gladys Knight, Vince Gill, the Four Tops, Alan Jackson, the National Symphony Orchestra, Mary McCormick. Another big show, Joe, and congratulations on another weekend of success and tribute to our country. Tell us more about it, because I know that some of the things they're going to be doing is a tribute to the Vietnam nurses, the 70th anniversary of the Korean War, 20th anniversary of 9/11, and a special segment with the 2nd Ranger Infantry Company.
Obviously, once again, it's going to be a very complete show. And you know, you mentioned the thing about the Vietnam nurses. I was able to get my dear friend Kathy Baker, wonderful actress, to kind of read the words of Diane Evans, who founded the Vietnam Women's Memorial in D.C. And just kind of explain the story of the women's involvement during the Vietnam War. A lot of people don't understand it. There were 265,000 women who served during the Vietnam War era. Something like 9,000 of them were nurses. And so that in itself is a really interesting story. And so along with all the other things you mentioned, I mean, it's once again, I think, I think it's the best show in town. I really always feel that every year when I see it.
And it's done in an entertaining fashion, but a very emotional. I mean, I got to tell you, when I watch it, there's ups and downs. You get to the point where you get, like, this year, you know, you're going to want to stand up and dance with the Four Tops. A couple of years ago, Frankie Valli. And then you do something that is so heartwarming. It's unbelievable. Now, you also have Joe Morton from Scandal with the 70th anniversary of the Korean War and paying tribute to 2nd Ranger Infantry Division, which actually was the elite airborne unit of the Army's only all-black Ranger Infantry Company.
Exactly right. Joe's a wonderful actor, and he's done an incredible job with that. And, I mean, you know, every year, that's what I'm saying, the people who put this show together, I mean, they do all the research, that 364 days that they do that, really put a lot of time and effort to kind of get things that are kind of significant, often particularly to that year, maybe an anniversary of something or things like that. They find these individuals out there to tell these stories, and then we basically kind of honor them by, in a way, not so much reenact them, but tell their story for them. And as you say, it makes for an evening of both enlightenment, emotional, you know, feelings about just what Memorial Day is all about, and also entertainment.
Yeah, it's a great combination. And also paying tribute to the Gold Star families, you have Steve Buscemi from Boardwalk Empire, Mary McCormick, West Wing, Bailey Madison. But this 20th anniversary of 9/11, Joe, this is staggering to me. You and I are the same age, and it's just unbelievable that when you and I were like in first grade and somebody talked about World War II, it seemed like it was eons ago. And here we're now, that late,
right,
10 years after it ended. This is 20 years since the 9/11 attack. That is staggering.
No, for me, it's 20 years of doing the concert, because my very first concert that I did was the one right after 9/11, which was the one in Memorial Weekend of 2002. And so for me, it's looking back on now 20 years of being involved with this concert. And I remember vividly that first year when I did it, and my job then was to say the words of 4 New York firemen who lost their sons in 9/11. And I'll never forget those moments. I had to do that on stage, which basically changed my life in a way to get me to want to be a participant in this thing from that point on.
And a participant you are in so many charitable organizations, many to mention. What about the Gold Star families? Now, this is another poignant story.
Yeah, well, the Gold Star families have always been a part of our concert over the years. I mean, in fact, I remember they were there that first year. I was there 20 years ago. And so, you know, once again, this is just another reflection as to why we have Memorial Day. So, in other words, these are the mothers, the wives, the people who have to carry the burden of loss for the rest of their lives. You know, it's not just that, you know, you go to Washington, D.C. and look at the Vietnam Wall and say, well, there they are. They're the names of these men and women who sacrificed their lives during that particular conflict. But sometimes you have to remember there's a family behind every single one of those names. And, and for the most part, those lives were cut short. But those families had to go on, and you're talking about children and spouses, and relatives, and friends. And that's why Memorial Day is such an important holiday, because it's the day we need to stop and pay tribute for that sacrifice.
Now, Joe, last year we were right in the middle of this coronavirus, all right? Now it's starting to let up a little bit, but this is a concert that traditionally is live on the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. Now, this is a 90-minute presentation, by the way, if I didn't mention it, the 32nd annual one, but it was specially taped. Tell us how this works this year, Joe.
Well, you know, because of circumstances, obviously it would be very difficult to, at this stage, to once again go live, because we literally get a live audience there on the West Lawn of the Capitol or something.
Right.
We can get up to 200,000-plus people showing up in the past. And obviously, for a collection of reasons, this would, the timing is not good this year to be putting that many people on the lawn of the Capitol. But we have all intents and purposes to back next year. But we were able to, we had a whole year to think about it, and a year to put this together. And so we, last year we had to scramble a bit, and I still thought that we did a wonderful show. I mean, we could use virtual kind of methods of putting on the concert. This year we had the prep time to really do it right, I think. So using green screen and things like that, Gary and I pre-taped our stuff in the studio. We have remote things of people taping things at different places, including Arlington Cemetery. And necessity is the mother of invention, which I think you're going to find that this particular show is going to be a little different than some of the past ones. But in a way, it's going to be interesting and exciting, and I think we've learned some things from it that we may even be able to incorporate in the future.
Well, it is what they call in the business appointment television. There's no doubt about it. Now, again, it's on PBS Sunday, May 30th from 8 to 9:30, as well as the Troops Serving Around the World on the American Forces Network. The concert will be streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and at pbs.org, National Memorial Day Concert, and available as video on demand May 30th to June 13th. And as always, really, it is a phenomenal show, Joe. I mean, you got to be so proud to be part of this for so long.
You know, I'm humbled to be part of it. I mean, I feel humbled that I've been asked to be part of it, and I've been able to continue it as long as I have, because it really is a privilege to do it. And as I've often said, it's the most important thing that I do every year, because it's the thing that reminds me how blessed I am and lucky I am to have had the life I've had. And it's due to the sacrifices that these men and women have made throughout our nation's history. So it's a real privilege for me to do it every year.
Well, I'm very proud that a fellow Italian has that honor. And say, one of these days, I want to have you back and chat. Every once in a while, I talk to Dina Martin, and she tells me, are you still maybe doing something on that bio of Dino?
Oh, God, you know, it's still viable. I mean, I would love to be able to do that. I mean, I still think it's a great story. And, I mean, you know, God, she's the daughter of one of the greatest, you know, entertainers that ever lived, and Dean Martin. And I was blessed to play that role in the movie Rat Pack years ago. And so, Dina, I became close friends. So we'll see. You know, if it's meant to be, that'll happen. And I certainly hope we can do that.
Joe, you don't have to wait till next Memorial Day to join us again. Come back anytime. We love having you here. And great job this year. We'll be watching, my friend.
You're welcome, Ron. Always great to talk to you.
Always nice talking with you, and look forward to your return. Okay?
Thank you. You got it. My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Joe Montagna has been our guest. Doesn't come any better than Joe. He's a great guy. And this show is coming up this weekend, National Memorial Day Concert, Sunday, 8 o'clock Eastern Time on PBS. You got to watch it. It's great. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Seggi today. We're going to be talking about the significance of Memorial Day and some new things that are going to be happening in Washington, D.C. at the National Mall to commemorate Memorial Day. He is the Vice Admiral, U.S. Navy retired, Senior Vice President of Military Affairs for USAA, Vice Admiral John Byrd. Hello, John. How are you? Welcome to the show. It's nice to have you back, my friend.
Well, thank you, Ron. It's great to be back, and I appreciate that very kind introduction.
Well, it's meant, and I say this every time I go out and make a personal appearance someplace. I always say that the two most important assets that we have, actually three, are our children, our first responders, and our military. And if it wasn't for our military, their children would not have any yesterdays, todays, or tomorrow. And I think sometimes that admiration falls short on Memorial Day because people are having fun with barbecues, parades, they're having beer, they're having a good time, but they're not thinking, at least not all of them are thinking, what the significance of Memorial Day is. And I want you to explain it because it has much more credibility coming from a vice admiral.
Ron, very well said, and I couldn't agree more with you in terms of those three important things to our lives. And speaking of the military and Memorial Day is about remembering those members, those Americans, men and women who served our nation and died doing so, who kind of gave the ultimate sacrifice so that we might enjoy Memorial Day and freedom and all the things that come with living in this great country. It dates back, actually, to the Civil War when we lost so many Americans in that horrible conflict, and people took it upon themselves to decorate the graves of the fallen, and it was called Decorations Day. As we came through time and had more wars, at the end of World War One, it changed and started to be called Memorial Day. And it was made official in 1971 as a national holiday, and we celebrate it as we do on the last Monday in May. And the purpose of the day is to remember the fallen service members who gave the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom and our way of life.
Now, poppies throughout history has really been meaning around how many people we have lost in battle since World War One. 645,000 poppies will be on the National Mall in Washington this Memorial Day weekend, John?
That's exactly right. So the poppy goes back to World War One, and it starts with a military Canadian doctor who wrote in Flanders Field after seeing one of his comrades, close comrades in arms, being buried and seeing the red poppies growing. And so he wrote this beautiful poem. It was picked up by an American woman, Mona Michael, who made it her cause, and the American Legion endorsed it in 1920. Wearing the red poppy became a symbol of remembrance. USAA has put together a wall. The poppy wall contains 645,000 poppies, representing one poppy for every American who has died in service to our country since World War One.
And this is the second year that you've done this.
That's right, Ron. We did it last year. Did not realize the incredible outpouring there would be, how so many Americans came up, knew little about the poppy, had forgotten, as you said, the true meaning of Memorial Day. But by the time they left that wall and saw those poppies, they were inspired and moved. And so we felt compelled that we should go back to the mall and give that opportunity to even more Americans and continue our journey of reminding people what Memorial Day is all about. We'll be right next to the Reflection Pool.
Now, there's a double significance this year because of the 75th anniversary of D-Day in June, right?
That's exactly right. So just down the mall from that location I described is the World War II Memorial, and it is the 75th anniversary of the D-Day on June 6th. So what we're going to do is add a display at the Poppy Wall, showing some footage from D-Day, in particular getting firsthand accounts and testimonial to two paratroopers who jumped behind enemy lines as part of the D-Day invasion.
Something goes through my mind, John, so many times when I see these statistics of deaths when it comes to wars and smaller little fights that we have. Talk about 645,000 lost. So let's say, you know, with everything else going on, boy, you got a million, whatever the case may be. Do you ever sit back and wonder if 1, 2, 10,000, 50,000 of those individuals who lost their life could have been the person that found the cure for cancer or discovered some other revolutionary thing to make our lives better that we'll never know because they were lost fighting for our country? That bothers me when I think about that.
Yeah, Ron, I think that's fair. I think you can also look at it the other way. You can say because those great Americans were willing to sacrifice their lives, maybe others live and enjoy a freedom that allows them to discover that cure for cancer. So I think while it's a tragedy, and I would never make less of that than it is, losing mostly young American men and women, I also realize that freedom's not free, and unfortunately it sometimes has to be paid for with the blood of young Americans. We don't want it. We would certainly look for any opportunity never to send another American in danger. The reality of the world is that that's going to happen, and it has happened. So I share your sentiment, but I just think about their sacrifice enabling others to live a great life and have great discovery.
I look at movies now differently than when I was younger. I used to watch these war movies and say, these men, they're older fellas. Now I look at them and they're men, but they look like boys. Because I'm older now and everybody looks like a boy or a girl. It's so sad. It really is. It's just, it's a terrible way to gain freedom. The world's crazy and it's never going to stop, like you said. There's a website that we can go to also. Tell us about that, John.
Thanks, Ron. We recognize that most Americans will not be able to visit the Poppy Wall there on the mall. But at the same time, we realize that most Americans should take a moment to think about men and women lost in combat and service to their country. So we have a website, poppyinmemory.com, where you can go and dedicate a virtual poppy, a digital poppy, for someone who gave their life, family member, somebody you knew, or somebody you've looked up and inspired you from their heroic activity. And you can dedicate a poppy. And this also is a companion piece to getting on social with hashtag honor through action and keeping alive, talking about these great Americans who paid the ultimate price for our freedom.
Everybody should think, as I mentioned earlier, about what this holiday really, really means. And, John, I want to thank you for your service to this country.
Well, thank you, Ron. It was an honor and a privilege, and I really am thankful that I had the opportunity to serve. But I appreciate those kind words.
Vice Admiral John Byrd, U.S. Navy retired, Senior Vice President of Military Affairs for USAA, talking about the true significance of Memorial Day, with poppies returning to the mall for the second year in a row, the National Mall, to commemorate lives lost. Vice Admiral John Byrd. John, thank you so much, and I look forward to having you back, my friend.
Thank you, Ron. Great interview. Appreciate it.
I enjoy talking to him, and he has certainly served our country in a very admirable way, not to use a pun. And there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world on this very special Memorial Day weekend with Ron Sedgy today.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House says it will reimpose sanctions on Belarus following the forced diversion of a flight to the nation's capital in order to arrest an opposition activist. Full blocking sanctions will be put back into place against 9 Belarusian state-owned enterprises starting next Thursday. The U.S. and European Union have called for the release of Roman Protasevich following his May 23rd arrest. They accused Belarus of hijacking the Ryanair flight Protasevich was on under the guise of responding to a bomb threat on the plane. And the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says that employers can mandate that their employees get vaccinated against COVID. In a statement, the agency says that federal laws do not prevent an employer from requiring employees to get vaccinated before returning to the workplace, as long as they comply with reasonable accommodation provisions of the Americans with Disabilities Act and other employment laws. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today, and that is the voice of a friend of mine for a long, long time, Lee Greenwood. Hi, Lee. How you doing?
Ron, great to talk to you again. The last time I think I visited with you was at your studio in your house.
Right.
And it's great to talk to you again. I hope everything's good with you.
Absolutely. And I want to congratulate you because I just found out that you have become America's ambassador to the disabled American veterans. There are a lot of people in business and several in the entertainment business that certainly respond to the call of our veterans. But Lee is one of the top three, and congratulations on that. I don't even know who the other two are, you know, to be honest with you.
Well, I don't either, but I know that Tony Orlando and Gary Sinise and I are all American patriots that actually stand up whenever we're asked. And we are actually trustees for the Medal of Honor Society, and we're building them a new museum in Charleston, South Carolina, to be completed in the next two or three years. But as far as being an ambassador for DAV, a lot of people may not recognize what DAV is or stands for. There is PVA, which is Paralyzed Veterans of America. There's the American Legion. There's the Veterans of Foreign Wars, VFW, and then DAV, Disabled American Veterans. These are all wounded veterans physically who have been on the march to protect the other veterans who may fall by the wayside, the homeless, the drug addicts, the alcoholics, the divorcees, the depressed, the PSDCC, and all of the things that might affect a veteran to stop them from committing suicide. These 22 suicides a day are the worst tragedy we could have for a military veteran who has served this country.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more. I just lost a brother. We used to talk on the telephone all the time about the commercials that run about different organizations that help the veterans. And we just couldn't understand why the United States of America wouldn't and hasn't and so, and don't really protect the most important resource we have, children and veterans. I mean, if there were no veterans, there'd be no yesterday, today, or tomorrow for children. I just don't understand why that isn't the first priority.
Yeah, well, I think most of it is about the Internet. It's about people moving on to what's the next news. It would really help that would actually embrace it more,
right,
and make it more obvious. I mean, that's one of the reasons I've jumped in to be an ambassador for the DAV, to raise awareness of their mission and their goal. And for the next year, you'll see advertisements, me visiting veterans' hospitals across the country. On TV and radio, you'll hear spots about honoring the DAV and what it does. And hopefully that awareness will bring more donations, more funds, and take care of more soldiers.
Lee, anything we can do, you know we're in. Because, you know, all the PSAs, anytime you want to come on and talk about it, if you need an MC for a show you're doing, I'll do anything to hop on board this, because it is so important. Those suicides every day by people who protect us, and a lot of people I see protesting and everything else has no clue why they have the right to do that, is absolutely one of the most embarrassing things that this country has, not taking care of these people that you're going to be addressing.
Yeah, it bothers me. And Ron, you've always been an advocate for the military. I will draw upon you when the time comes.
The fact is, all this work that Lee does and going to be doing as the ambassador for the disabled American veterans, you and I talked the last time. I don't know how you do this. You told me you were looking at slowing down. This doesn't look like a list of dates of a person slowing down.
Yeah, I think what it is now is that I pick and choose the dates I want instead of the dates that are always thrown at me. And I've always been a worker since I was 12 years old. And that's just kind of what I do. I don't know what I would do if I just slow down, sit around the pool, and occasionally get a phone call. I just have a nature that I want to work. And my 18-year-old the other day, I must admit, we went to Scandinavia for 2 weeks with my family, my two boys, my wife and I. And the international travel, of course, takes it out of you for about 2-3 days, keeps your feet on the ground again. But I wasn't home but 2 hours, and I went out with 4 more flights to different cities before I got back home. And my son said, I don't know how you do it. And I said, well, to tell you the truth, I am a little air weary, but I'm kind of like the Energizer Buddy. Give me about a week and I'll be fine.
In addition to being a great singer, songwriter, and guitar player, Lee is also a tremendous sax player. I mean, when you were here last time, you did the instrumental version of God Bless the USA on a very unique sax, I might add.
Yeah, that's my soprano sax, and of course I play all of them. When I fly, I generally don't fly the soprano, but if I do in my Christmas shows, you will always see me play that one.
Lee, one of Billboard's 100 greatest country artists of all time. He's had so many big awards, CMA, ACM Awards, Grammy Awards, Top Male Vocalist, Also, something like 7, 8 number one hits, 38 singles, including songs like It Turns Me Inside Out. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And, of course, penned the song God Bless the USA, which, you know, I still think should be our national anthem.
Well, I'm proud of all of our history. Our discography stretches back to 1980, and we began releasing music. But in those days, it was considered the real country, the real mellow country that a lot of people swung over to when they were tired of rock and pop. But of course now all kinds of formats have blended together, and country music today is pretty quick. You won't see or hear too many ballads anymore.
No.
So during that time of those romantic songs that I released, and there was probably 10 or 12 of those, most of them were very popular with people who first became country fans and then became a fan of us. So I'm grateful for all that.
And also honored with the Congressional Medal of Honor. When you were here, the children's book was just in its infancy. In fact, it was going to be released like in 30 days, okay? And you gave me a copy of it, but not the final copy. I went out and got a final copy. I have two grandchildren, one little boy and a little girl. The little boy is 3 years old. He loves that book. I've been wanting to tell you that for the past 6 months.
Well, thank you.
He loves that book, and it's called Proud to Be an American.
It's a children's illustrated book, and it was so penned and so drawn so that we would actually interest children of that age. And where else would you get a better idea of patriotism than through a book when kids are first experiencing books and the fantasy world that they get from reading it and learning how to read? So it's great for grandparents and parents alike to teach their kids a little bit of patriotism through our book.
And by the way, it's available in stores and on Amazon called Proud to Be an American. You did a great job with it.
Well, thank you. Education is a tough thing. You know, it has to educate the masses. And I understand the procedure of America and its education. We have two boys. One's a senior in high school and one's a senior in college. And their education from the very beginning came from us reading to them.
Sure.
So if your parents are listening to this broadcast, read to your kids early. Start just before they're a year old and read till they read to you. And once they get reading to you, then they're on their own. But that early reading makes them understand so many things, not just colors and numbers, animals, geography, but also lessons of patriotism, respect, perseverance. And so you'll get that from early reading before they get into novels and then basically something they really personally like.
When you talk about how old your boys are, I shudder because I remember when they were born. Unbelievable. Now, again, the Disabled American Veterans campaigns, including Keep the Promise, Thank a Vet. The bottom line is there's a whole bunch of tour dates, and you can find out where Lee is going to be playing between now and the first quarter of next year on LeeGreenwood.com, and you can follow him on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. He's one of those knowledgeable guys on the web. And I must again repeat that if you want to get involved, the website to go to is www.dav.org. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Lee, like I said, I could talk to you for hours. I really am so glad that you're here. I'm so glad that you're now the ambassador for the Disabled American Veterans. Thank you for your service to not only the music business, but to the business of veterans. And that's a huge, huge accomplishment to be able to be in that position and steer that kind of hope and help to our veterans that you're doing as the ambassador. Good work, Lee.
Well, thank you. We'll have some more up-and-coming news that I'd like to talk to you about within about a month. A Lee Greenwood collection of home goods is being broken. We did that in Atlanta at the Mart recently, and that national news will break shortly. We can talk again about that. In the meantime, watch for our ads with DAV and go to my website to see what we're doing, LeeGreenwood.com.
And I will tell you this, I still get a standing ovation by doing God Bless the USA as the last song. What a great way to get a standing ovation for a guy that doesn't deserve one is when I do that song.
Yeah, you do deserve it too, Ron. You're a wonderful guy.
Okay. Lee, thank you so much. Tell Kim I said hello, okay?
God bless. Thank you, Ron.
You too. One of the nicest guys you will ever find, Lee Greenwood, the new ambassador for the Disabled American Veteran.
And I'm proud.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The USA and around the world. Delighted to have our next guest with us. It's always great when he's here, and he is one busy individual. Television, on radio, recording. Joining us right now is our friend Carson Daly. Carson, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Ron. Thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. And listen, I'm not digging ditches. None of that is manual labor. I'm not working too hard.
Yeah, you know what? That's what I always tell people. You know, they say, well, what are you working so hard for? And I say, you know what? This is not manual labor. I always think of my pal and former partner, best friend, Ed McMahon, when I think of you, because I remember he called me up and he said, I did an interview with Carson Daly, and I said, boy, I said, it's good to be working with Carson again. And I'll never forget that. He always said that.
That. You know, that was a great pleasure. I remember Mr. McMahon. We were shooting Last Call, my NBC late night show.
Right.
We were actually shooting in a studio in Burbank on the NBC lot where Mr. Carson did the original Tonight Show, and that was a real thrill to get to talk to Mr. McMahon about back in the day. And Yeah, and he did the ears. I was in, and that was a real treat.
Oh, yeah. I used that on the beginning of all my stage shows, too. We were very, very close. He spent a lot of nights at my house over a nice dirty martini. But I won't get into that. That was another story.
I'd like to hear those stories.
Oh, yeah, you sure would. Some of them I can't say on here, but I'll tell you when we get off. Hey, you're in Washington right now with a great thing called Grill of Honor. This is a terrific event involving the USO. Please tell us about it, because we can't do enough for people who serve in the military.
Well, you know, I feel the same way, Ron, as you know. You know, for somebody who's in the public eye, many of us, a lot of philanthropic things come across our desk. There's a lot of very warranted and needed causes, and everybody's got their thing. I do a lot for breast cancer in October. It's close to my heart because of my mom. But you know what? We just can't do everything. So, you know, if I have some time out of my schedule, or I'll certainly make time, it's to support the troops. It's probably, you know, the number one thing that I do. And USO, we all know the work that they do. So they put together this fun idea of grilling. They got the six branches of the military all out here cooking in D.C. at National Park, and just got friends and family and 800 active servicemen and women. And this is really what it's about. Shake a hand, have a burger, give the money to the USO, and it's a great way to kick off. I'm really honored to be a part of it. They made their burgers, and we got to judge it, and all in the good name. Listen, the 100K was going to the U.S. Open anyway. This was just a great way to give it to them.
You and the very lovely Brooklyn Decker are the judges. Now, in all the experience that you've had in the broadcasting business and in the public eye, you have not learned yet not to be a judge. You've got to be an MC. A judge is a tough job, Carson.
Yeah, that's the worst job. It's a role reversal for me. As you know, with being on the set of The Voice so much, I'm around all the, we call them coaches, not judges.
Right.
Like aim high and not to put anybody down, but it was fun today, you know, for a minute to have an MC here. That's usually the listening that I do. So to sit back and get to eat burgers and be the judge, and all in the name of supporting our troops. I mean, really, just and my family's here. You know, the great way to kick off.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, and I never asked to be a judge. I say I'll MC this, but I don't want to judge you because I don't know how to say no to somebody, especially a veteran. You know what I'm saying? But you apparently have found the knack. Congratulations to you.
We didn't say no. It was like Air Force, very good.
Very good.
Navy, really tasty. Army, amazing. Coast Guard, absolutely fantastic. I mean, everybody was very good, and then there was a winner.
Well, you know what? That means that you have the makeup for a politician.
Yeah, maybe.
You could be.
I'm good at Switzerland. I did that for a long time at MTV, trying not to show favoritism between genres of music, and today I did it with the various branches of the military.
You're doing a great job at that. The $100,000 to the USO on behalf of the winning branch, what I really find interesting, and I don't know how many people know this. I've known this for a long, long time because I'm in the media, but I never really realized this till about 10 years ago, that the USO is not a government agency and is privately funded. That shocked the daylights out of me.
Well, the work that they do, Ron, it is shocking. Yeah, it is. You'd think that would be, you know, government sanctioned and supported and the best from the private sector, I guess you could say. I mean, the work that they do, you know, shortly after 9/11, I got to do a big show with the USO.
Yeah.
We went over to Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany and brought, you know, Kid Rock and Jennifer Lopez, and got to do a little the morale wrangling for the troops. And listen, they're all over the globe. They're in the front lines, and they're doing what's right by the troops. It's always a pleasure. Whenever the USO calls, like, that's top of the list. Put me through. If I can do it, I'm in.
Now, how many servicemen and their families are out there today, Carson?
We're going to go over 750, wow. I believe. Family, again, you know, National Guard, Coast Guard, Army, Navy, Marines, obviously. Little kids, and I met a couple wives whose husbands are currently deployed. I met a young man who was in Iraq and Afghanistan, is getting deployed to Korea tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are real life faces. You forget how young they are. You know, when I was this guy's age, you know, I was drinking beer and taking full advantage of the freedoms that we have, and it's nice to be able to shake his hand and say, hey, thanks for going over there. And I have my 4-year-old son here. And it's a great lesson for him to learn and say thank you. And I think about, I can't go, you know, a day or two on a business trip being away from my kids. And I look at these men and women who, you know, go away on these tours for months, sometimes years. And, you know, and they do it for us. And it's the most commendable thing I can possibly think of.
And, you know, when you think of the USO, for many, many years, you always thought of it as being, you know, kind of an entertainment type of organization where Bob Hope would go out there and do the USO shows. But they do a lot more when it comes to supporting their families, deploying troops, military families. Families are, you know, very well taken care of from the standpoint of support, wounded warriors, families of the fallen. They do a lot more than just a stage show.
Oh, they're at the epicenter of it all. I mean, Walter Reed down the street here, you've got, they're involved with all the other strategic partnerships they have, like Wounded Warriors and all the other organizations. It's nice to see all these different entities coming together with the same common goal, offering all of their services. And you're right. You know, again, the USO throws these events, and it's not just for the troops.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about your new countdown show.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, you know me, Ron. I mean, I love radio. I'll always be a radio geek. Shows like The Voice will come and go. I started my career in radio. It's my favorite form of broadcasting. It's a great medium called the Daily Download, which will bring in top 30 favorite songs in over 80 markets. Anything to expand in radio is just a lot of fun for me.
That's very cool. And I also would be remiss if I didn't ask you about Danielle Bradbury. I mean, she really shocked a lot of people as a young winner.
She was the youngest competitor in the competition, Ron. She's from small town Texas. When she came to our blind auditions with the big red chairs turned around, it was the largest group she'd ever sung in front. She'd only auditioned it, well, not even auditioned. She had performed in front of a small congregation at a church.
Wow.
A couple hundred people. Up against great talent, and she just, it's not a race, it's a marathon, and young Danielle hung in there, great talent, she's in good hands with Blake Shelton, we're super happy for her.
The Voice is a great show. The thing I loved about it when I first saw it was the fact that when the seats are facing the other direction, that is, as you and I well know, radio, and boy, I tell you, that is a great, great premise for a program.
Well, thank you. You know, we saw it in Holland, is where it originated, and we went, my God, this thing could be a great... Hit it on the air fast in America, this idea of starting with The Voice and not a popularity contest and not judges saying who's good and who's bad. But if you get goosebumps and that voice moves you, that's a good place to start to find a superstar. And so the rest is history.
Great. Hey, Carson, I don't have to tell you this, but anytime you want to come back, you know you're always welcome here, okay?
I appreciate it, Ron, and I would love to. If I'm in the area, I'd love to come and see you.
And good luck down there in Washington, D.C. today with the Grill of Honor. You're doing a great job. Thanks, Carson.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. All the best.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Carson Daly's been our guest, and there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be used.
Record at QRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the record bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
I want to thank my guests this first hour on Memorial Day, and they include Joe Montagna, Vice Admiral U.S. Navy John Byrd, Lee Greenwood, and Carson Daly. Next hour, Clint Romisha will be here. He's an author, a veteran, and the creator of Medal of Honor on Netflix. It's taken from his book of the same name. Later on, Mike Kelly, retired major with the United States Air Force and Vice President of Military Advocacy for the USAA, will be here. Lieutenant Colonel Dan Hampton, former F-16 jet pilot, who's the author of the book Viper Pilot, and Chef Julie Hartigan will be joining us talking about Memorial Day cookouts. And that's coming up next hour with Ron Sedgie today on this Memorial Day weekend.